Morning, Steph.
Good morning, Tess. So let's start with some homegrown talent, which we love here at 2SER, a four-piece called Bloods, who have their members split across Sydney and Melbourne. Feelings is their second album and was written over a period where the band's lead singer was processing the end of a 10-year relationship.
Whoa.
Yeah, so needless to say, there are a lot of feelings on this record, which, you know, ultimately informed the title of it too. And there's some slow songs, some angry songs, some sad songs, but, you know, it's kind of all got this backbone of power pop punk and a kind of Techno Prisoners Riot Girl approach, which is great here. And those slower moments, rather, have a real far-reaching emotional resonance as well. So let's take a cut from Bloods and their album Feelings. This is Penny's Song.
I love it. I love homegrown talent.
Yeah, it's some great stuff there from Bloods and their album Feelings, which is out now.
Definitely a lot of feelings.
Yeah.
What else have we got?
So we're going to move on to Steel Corners, and it's a London-based duo made up of Tessa Murray and Greg Hughes. They've just released their fourth album. It's called Cold Air, and it's, you know, a sublime and atmospheric dream pop album. It's immersive, slow going, and the band kind of opted for minimal synths, really giving Tessa's vocals to shine amongst electric and acoustic guitars. You've got some live drums here as well. And it was recorded and mixed in 3 months, faster than any of their other albums, which really allowed the band to, you know, not overthink things and keep everything sounding fresh. Yeah, so this playing underneath now is The Message by Steel Corners.
Months. I can't believe that.
Yeah, and if you've been listening to SER, you probably would have heard the single Black Lagoon from them spinning as well. That's Steel Corners.
Awesome. And we've got time for one more.
Yeah, so we're going to end with Trevor Powers, who used to release music under Youth Lagoon, a name you would have heard of. We've definitely spun some tracks from his previous albums onto SER here. And in 2016, he retired that Youth Lagoon project, but he's returned this year and is now making music under his own name. And yes, Trevor Powers is his real name. And on Friday, just released his debut album, Mulberry Violence. And it's an album that, you know, doesn't really steer you too far away from the electronic sounds that he used in his previous project. But instead of the lighter sides of dream and synth pop, he's kind of taken a darker direction. So you'll hear a lot of experimental pop, trip hop and industrial noise at times. But, you know, he cuts across a lot of these styles, but he still maintains a consistent aesthetic throughout the whole album, which, yeah, is one to definitely listen to. It's called Mulberry Violence from Trevor Powers, and the song we'll end on is Clad in Skin.
Thanks, Steph.
Thank you. Yeah.
Lost in your